Hey man, welcome back to another episode. Today's episode got special guest Mondays. Say what's going on.
Hey
Alright, we got Cynthia B's by Cynthia. You know what the fuck going on, man. Tell a little about yourself, tell about the business and all what's going on.
Alright, so first my business kind of started like as a hobby. For one, I bought some beads for my hairstylist, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like looking at them, like they was cute, but I was like, nah, I can make them look a little more, you know, glamorous.
Oh yeah, go crazy with that motherfucker. Yeah.
So I just decided to order my own beads from Amazon, you know, and I made some to wear for myself and like my friends, my family. So you know what, you should sell them, they pretty.
Yeah.
And I just started selling them, and that's how that went. And so like right now it's like a side business. Like I'm about to get my LLCs for them.
Crazy, but see, I ain't even know that shit.
So me and my mom
are
working on it right now, and
hold on. Okay, cool, my bad. You good.
So hopefully, you know, throughout the school year, once I go back to school, I can still sell them. You know, won't be nothing quote unquote illegal or anything.
Shit, cause I ain't even gonna cap. Like I got some too. I got what, 4 of them hoes. Them hoes go stupid. I might give me some more. I got some for my mama and my sister.
Waist beads, anklets, bracelets.
I ain't got the waist beads or the anklet. I got the goddamn the regular ass bead go on the wristband beads. I ain't with that shit.
Yeah.
But shit, goddamn, tell them your Instagram and all that, how to contact you, your price, like some of your prices, your best sellers and stuff like that.
Okay, so my bead page is Beaded by Cynthia.
It's gonna be in the description.
My best deals are my bundle deals, the 3 for 5 the 3 for 15, the bracelets.
3 for 5, what? You selling weed out here?
No. 3 for 15 on the bracelets, 2 for 10 for anklets, and 2 for 12 or 2 for 16 with the waist beads, depending on if you want charms or not on them.
Y'all cannot beat that shit. Black, y'all gotta support black business, cause most of them folks, y'all be shopping, they be trying to hit y'all niggas over the head. They might give you 1 for 15, 1 for 10. She giving you deals and that shit hard. Like, you can't beat that shit. And they customized shit. Any hoes last? I got some on now. Any hoes last? Like, good quality too. Any color, any charm, any of that going on? Like, but you can't beat that shit. Like, you just can't. But shit, goddamn, we both went to goddamn West Georgia and shit. Tell them about that crappy school, that poopy school.
Man, don't talk about a little PWI like
the
that.
PWTW, that racist like, school.
Oh man, I love my PWI. Some may disagree with it, but I love my little PWI. What I like about it is the diversity. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess around one type of, you know, I guess you would say people or you know, race or whatever. Because you gotta think about it, in the real world, it's not just gonna be one type of set. Like, you know, rules and stuff like that. So I feel like going to PWI gives you a chance to experience different types of, you know, cultures and views on how people see the world and how they see, you know, I guess, you know, life in general. So that's why I chose to go to a PWI. Nothing against HBCUs. My family went to HBCUs. But me personally, for me, I just feel like a PWI fit me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the same reason I wanted to go, just a little culture thing. And it's like, in life, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. So, shoot, a lot of these, like, it's messed up, but a lot of these jobs, a lot of these companies, a lot of careers, they, even though they might look at it, oh, you went to West Georgia instead of Savannah State, and you might have a white boss or a white manager or whatever, they might hire you, because they might have a cousin or something that went to West Georgia. They might have an auntie or sister or something. They be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hire you just because of the school you went to. I'm sure that's how a lot of people get hired, just because of who they know or where they went or something like that. So, I ain't even going to like, West Georgia ain't that bad of a school. It's just like, it's stank up, though. I'll say that. Police a little racist. Teachers don't really do nothing, but it ain't that bad of a school. But it's coming out, like a lot of them kids that be going there, like y'all be seeing on Twitter, a lot of them kids be doing a lot of racist stuff to the kids out there that go there, like a lot of high school kids that stay out there in Carrollton. But besides that, it ain't that bad of a school. People try to say it is, cause all these folks that be saying it's boring and all that shit, they ain't caught for the wrong reason.
They probably just party and don't do nothing that's racist.
Most of them folks that be saying that shit, they not doing nothing with their life. They either dropped out or they about to drop out type shit. They not doing shit. They ain't got shit going on. But shit, we done talked about the business. We done talked about a little bit about your college life. Now let's talk about how. What is one thing you always? What's one thing you regret not doing, and like while you was younger?
While I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Like for instance, like me, I regret not playing baseball. So not baseball and not investing sooner type shit. That's what I regret in, and not opening my business sooner too.
I would say I think I regret not educating myself more on like financial literacy, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Because I took for granted that just because my mom, you know, kept a shelter and, you know, handled a lot of stuff for us, that eventually I guess I was gonna understand it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I realize that it's a lot that I don't know financially when it comes to, you know, filing taxes and credit and stuff like that. I feel like I took that for granted. When I was younger, like in high school, I could have started learning about that.
Our high school ain't teach us that stuff in a way.
You gotta think about it. School don't teach us that in general.
Shoot, from what I've been talking to other people, like when even I was at West Georgia and stuff, and I was talking to people outside of that, it seemed like I was talking to this girl that went to Westlake, and she was telling me like they was teaching them stuff like that in school. They was teaching them not financial literacy, but they were teaching about credit, how to balance money, budgeting. Like a lot of these schools, they actually do, like they really do teach a lot of them. Definitely a lot of them white schools and like Fayette and Cobb and shit, they actually teach their kids that stuff. I mean, a lot of kids, they don't really care to learn, but they literally do teach them to at least, you know what I'm saying, at least have some type of curriculum where they show them at least how to do it. We literally didn't have nothing. All our school taught us is to prepare to work a 9-to-5. That's it. All right.
And I think I got my little business management certificate thing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, I mean, yes, I saved money in school, but it didn't multiply like how I thought it was going to do.
Right.
So I didn't really learn how to, you know, save money and make money for myself. Like, I didn't learn that. So I feel like that's one thing I wish I would have known back then that I know now.
That's why I'm trying to drop these podcasts and stuff, so I can, but little information and little knowledge that I know that I done accumulated recently, I'm trying to teach people as much as I know, or like not even just necessarily teach, but help somebody. Like, the more knowledge you have, the more better you are off in life. And that's with anything you do. So anything that I know, I try to my hardest to tell anybody, as long as they'll listen. Shit, if you'll listen, I'll tell you. If I think I'm knowledgeable in it or shit, any type of knowledge, I'll let you know.
Alright. Say what you can from me.
Fact. But did you have anything, other type of regrets, anything like that you wish you would've did, or just something that you like, damn, I should have went back. I should have did when I was in high school and middle school and type shit. Or started when I was little.
What's another thing? Well, I do regret not running in college no more. I turned down two scholarships. One for Kennesaw State and one for Georgia State.
God damn.
But see, the thing is, track is more of a mental than physical.
Yeah, that shit is. When I got to high school, I was like, fuck that track shit. That shit hard.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I started running track in middle school. So, like,
right.
I had coaches all around me, college coaches and all that, like, growing up. So,
and no cap, she was hard as fuck. No cap. Like, don't let her downplay herself trying to be humble. Shawty was hard as fuck in high school. No cap.
But, it's like my senior year, it just. My high school senior year, it just, to me, wasn't good. So I felt like, shoot, what's the point of taking this scholarship? And I'm not going to be as good as I was in high school. So, plus, I really just downed myself and I just really gave up on it.
I'm not even finna make it like that. So why would I even waste my time doing this shit? I might as well just focus fully on school type shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, like, once I got to school, I don't know, I just felt like I had too much time because I always played sports, like, all year round. Even in the summer, I would run track. So, it was just too much time on my hands. And I did get into a couple of trouble, but,
okay.
I mean, I wish I would have stayed random.
Alright, so speaking of financial literacy, like, from what you know, because we don't really know enough as we should at our age, but then what you know now, how would you incorporate that to when you was younger?
First, I would start with trading. My friend Malik and Anton, they introduced me to trading.
Y'all niggas begging on the show too, no cap.
Back what, freshman year of college, and at the time I'm like, what? I never heard of it. I was just what? So, going up on it like their wing and listening to them, and you know, joining IML at one point, and then straying away from IML and just learning just how to trade, just that. I would have incorporated that into my high school daily life, just, you know, since, you know, we was up at night anyway. Nice. I would just, you know, be up on looking at the charts, watching videos, just making money like that instead of, because I never worked in high school. So, yes, I got allowances, you know, don't judge me. So, I never worked in high school. I never really had, like, so, like, I had to work. So, but I knew, like, if I knew what I know now, back then, I would have definitely started trading back then and just saving up, cause that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, like you said, you being up all night, shit, and then you wasn't running no more, so you were like, shit, I might as well do something productive with my time, and that was productive with your time right there. That's a skill you can use forever in life.
Right. Yeah,
it'll forever pay you. Awesome. But hold on, I'm finna pause. All right, so this is probably the last question of the day. What is your goal? Like, what is your end goal in the? What is your end goal in life, and what is your plan for the next 3 to 5 years with your business? If you decide to keep it growing and keep going, because your business is growing fast, so what do you think you should? What do you think you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years, and what is your end goal in life? Because I always ask, I'm gonna start asking people, what do you think will make you successful? What will make you successful in life? What would be your definition of success for yourself?
First, my end goal would be to have generational wealth.
Facts.
My family, we're not like poor, but we're just the, you know, mediocre black family, you know.
Yeah. We got enough to get by.
Right. And I feel like we only have enough for just us, but like, if I was to have kids, I want my kids to not have to worry about, you know, if they have a roof over their head or, you know, clothes, food. I don't want them to have to worry about that. So for me, it's generational wealth. Next 3 to 5 years, first graduate from college. My business as of right now, don't get me wrong, I don't know, because to me it's just a side hustle right now. I told myself I was not working this summer, so I just been selling my beads. But I don't know, honestly, with my business, I don't know. I would like for it to go far, but right now I don't see it.
I'm the same way with my hoodies and t-shirts and stuff, just have some little extra income.
Right. Also, I do want to continue. At one point, I want to be able to just become a full-time trader. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, trade here and make some money. Okay, that's cool or whatever, and keep it pushing. But I want to be able to become a full-time trader. I also want to still become a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, that just always been a passion for me to be a physical therapist. I don't really look at it as a job. I look at it as a passion, so I still want to be a physical therapist. And I also have a goal that I want to have my Jeep Wrangler.
Ooh, big body. She wanted that big body.
Yeah, so that has still been my goal, to have a Jeep Wrangler by the age of 24. So, yeah, that's my goal.
Big body motherfucker. Yeah. Okay, so... So last question, what is your definition of success? Because everyone's definition of success is different for so personally, for you, not speaking on anybody else, what is your definition for you to be successful in life, for you to be happy?
Honestly, I feel like to be successful, do what makes you happy. I've come to learn, don't listen to everyone else around you. Don't do what everyone else wants you to do, or mm-hmm. what they see, you know, life as to be, like what they think life is. Don't listen to that. Just whatever choice you make, go with it 100%. Don't have no regrets about it. You know, you may trip a little bit, but get up, keep it pushing, and just as long as you're happy at the end of the end, you'll be fine. That's all that matters. You're happy.
And that's no cap. That's the best way to put it. But y'all know, man, hey man, say man, hold on, you gotta say it too.
Okay.
Go. Right. Yeah, you go first, I'm gonna say it.
Hey man, say man, y'all know.
Y'all know the fuck going on. Hey man, say man. Hey man, that's the end of the podcast. Tell them your Instagram, tell them where you lady can find you.
My personal Instagram is _CYNTH2Is. three A's and two underscores. And my BU page is Beat It by Cynthia.
All right, man. Catch up with y'all later.